We continue our relationship with the Detroit Economic Club, and I am so glad that we do. This next event coming up Tuesday, it'll be out at Oakland Community College, which means the presiding officer will be the great Peter Provenzano, Jr., the chancellor of Oakland Community College, along with the moderator, Steve Gregorian, the president and CEO of the Detroit Economic Club, and be welcoming a guy who knows a thing or two about competing to win manufacturing in America. That's Jay Timmons, the president and CEO of the National Association of Manufacturers. Jay, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Well, thank you, Paul W., and thank you for using the phrase competing to win, because that's exactly what we're talking about at the Detroit Economic Club.
Well, let's face it. Manufacturing in America is at an inflection point. We're challenged by supply chain disruptions, global turmoil, high inflation, a workforce crisis, and more. We've got our hands full.
Hey, drop the mic. You just gave my speech.
Well, I didn't mean to. I meant to prime the pump.
Exactly right. You're exactly right. I mean, this is a great challenge. The good news, though, is manufacturers in America are actually fairly optimistic about the future. We know we've got these challenges. Manufacturers are all about creating solutions. So one of the things that we're doing from the National Association of Manufacturers is we're presenting the policy agenda that Congress and the administration needs to take up so that we can continue to strengthen our sector and the industry. Actually, one of the good parts of part of the good news is that we've actually regained all the jobs that were lost during the pandemic and more. So we're on our way to a great renaissance in manufacturing. We just want to keep it going.
Well, that is good news. We have a little, if I'm not mistaken, a little experience in this area with your association, National Association of Manufacturers. Our former governor, John Engler, used to be involved a long while ago about that. And I do know that you lay out solutions to the challenges and actions that lawmakers can take now and into the next Congress to bolster manufacturing competitiveness. Do you have confidence they'll do that?
Well, I do. But let me just say one thing, because you mentioned my predecessor, Governor John Engler. He hired me to run policy, and then I succeeded him. What a great guy. What a great mentor, a great boss, and a really great leader for our country. He and Michelle are doing well, and so I'm happy you brought him up. We have had some success with Congress, Paul W., in the past. In 2017, we helped guide those historic tax reforms that were signed into law by then-President Trump. In this administration, we helped guide the infrastructure investment as well as the CHIPS and Science Act. So for us, it's not about politics, right? It's about policy. It's not about personality. It's not about process. It's all about policy. And that policy is so important to make sure that the men and women who are making things in America are supported by their government, so they can continue to do so, and so that the industry can grow.
For people who will be joining you on Tuesday, October 18th, and it starts earlier than usual, 10:30 in the morning, to see and hear Jay Timmons, president and CEO of the National Association of Manufacturers, our very special guest right now, you're going to get a wonderful opportunity to take an optional guided tour of OCC's Advanced Manufacturing and Skilled Trades Facility. So Peter Provenzano, Jr., there, a part of it, Chancellor of Oakland Community College, and that will be well worth seeing. And I think that you'll find there's more and more to be proud of, Jay, happening here in the Detroit area that is beneficial to manufacturers that are here now or that might want to come here.
Yeah, I had the opportunity pre-pandemic to tour the school, and gosh, I was so impressed then, and I know that advancements have been made since. You know, Paul W., I want to say that part of the reason that those advancements can happen, part of the reasons that manufacturing has become so strong, is that tax reform legislation that I mentioned from 2017. You know, when that passed, we had to make some promises. I made those on behalf of the industry to some folks in Congress who were reluctant. The bill eventually passed on a very partisan basis, which disappointed me. But there were Republicans who said, you know, I don't know if we want to do this because we're not sure you're going to come through. And I said, if we get tax reform passed, we're going to invest more in America. We're going to hire more Americans. We're going to raise wages and benefits for American workers. And you know what? Every single year since then, we've broken records in those three areas. If that is ever taken away from us, as has been attempted in this last Congress, that's going to harm manufacturing. So we need that. We need better energy policy. We need immigration policy. We need trade policy. And we need to strengthen our workforce. Those are the things that are going to make us competitive and help us compete to win in the future.
Here's a little something new you could add, Jay, to your conversation. If people go to econclub.org, econclub.org, they can get information and join you. But the announcement by Mayor Mike Duggan and others that Detroit City Airport has a new development plan, and as one of our listeners, Keith Newell, points out, he points out several advantages, but one of them about having a Detroit City Airport that's really functioning is that it will bring the city business, aviation, bringing in new companies and new jobs. That's one of the offshoots that are very important.
Well, I tell you what, localities, cities, and counties all around the country are getting really smart now. They know that when we were able to change some policies at the federal level, now the states and localities are all competing for these jobs, and Detroit's doing a great job.
We'll look forward to seeing you. Jay Timmons, President, CEO, National Association of Manufacturers. Go to econclub.org. The event is coming up Tuesday, October 18th at Oakland Community College. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. We'll see you there.